we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Merry Christmas to you. It's the Wednesday before Christmas, so I hope that you are well on your way to, if you've not already done everything you need to do, that you'll be wrapping that up quickly so you can enjoy a stress-free Christmas, and pray that you have a great one. Don't forget to make Jesus the center of your Christmas, and you'll be better off for it. It is not about the gifts. It's not about the food. It's not even about the family. It is about celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I pray that you will make him the center of your attention during this Christmas season. We do want to let you know, I've only got a couple more opportunities to let you know about some activities that are coming up at Merritt Assembly of God. The week of Christmas, there will be some pre-recorded programs on there that gives us just a little bit of a chance to catch our breath during this very busy time of the year and get our everything in place that needs to be in place for 2018. So coming up tonight is our Kids Crafty Christmas Celebration. That will begin at 6:30, and we do not serve the kids dinner tonight like we typically do on a Wednesday night. No midweek service on the 27th, so if you are planning on visiting that night, plan on a different night. Also, this coming Sunday morning, our kids ministry, our children's church ministry, will be having their Christmas party at 10:30, and at 6 o'clock Christmas Eve, we will be having our Christmas Eve communion service. Our regular Sunday morning services will be going on as scheduled at 10:30. We're going to be having a special continental breakfast at 10 o'clock just to give everybody an opportunity to have some hot chocolate, some coffee, some light foods and things like that. Just a little something for Christmas. And then at 10:30, we will be having our Christmas service, and I'll be preaching the message God has laid upon my heart for this Christmas. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's coming up. There is no prayer meeting on Thursday morning. There's no midweek service. The next opportunity that we will have together as believers will be on Sunday morning, December the 31st. That will be the last opportunity to make any year-end contributions, either to the Refresh Radio program or just offerings in general, and that's to your church, my church, any church. Everything has got to be either put into the collection plate on that day, or B, it has to be postmarked by December the 31st. And I don't know how, I know those are the IRS guidelines. I don't know how your church handles those. Some handle it different than others. Some of the contributions that I make, they've got to actually be in place before the end of the year. So just double check on that to make sure wherever you send your tithes and give your offerings that that you get that. If you're looking for tax credit for it, you need to get those in. You know, I'm looking for God credit. I'm not necessarily looking for tax credit. So anyway, those are some of the things that are coming up. We do have a New Year's Eve special event that takes place every year, so there will not be any Sunday night service this coming December the 31st. We'll be having a special activity with some of our church family. So with that being said, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. We want to take this moment to let you know that your air conditioner does run round the clock. It your heater runs when it needs to. And so if it happens to decide that it needs a holiday, the people to call would be Wyrick Air, whether it is air conditioning, heating, or if you for some reason have an electrical issue. Give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And I hope that you don't have any problems, but you might want to write that number down just in case they go north, south, east, west here in Brevard County. They can handle any type of air conditioning system, and they're really, really good at what they do. So I encourage you to give them a call, 321-632-9538. And with that, we're going to get back into our Bible study on studying the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, or long-suffering. And now we are talking about the fruit of faithfulness, the fruit of faithfulness. And in Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 20, is this verse, "A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished." Let me go up one verse to verse number 19. "He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough." So one of the aspects of faithfulness is being faithful to do the job that you have to do. Okay, this was a very agrarian society. It was based upon them sowing seed, the rains coming, the seeds growing, and the crops growing, and then the crops being harvested. And so if there were no crops because there was no rain, it was an economic disaster. But there were also those who suffered lack because they were not faithful to work the land that God had entrusted to them. God had given them an inheritance, but from the time they entered the promised land and ate the fruit of the land, that's when the manna stopped. From that point on, they were supposed to be faithful and to work the land, and God would give them the ability to produce wealth. So here in verse number 20, it says, "A faithful man," and it's also a faithful woman, "will abound with blessings." And so nowhere in the scripture does it indicate that that you are limited to just barely enough. God is looking to give you your daily bread, yes, but he is also, he gives you seed to sow, and he gives you bread to eat, and he gives enough so that you can be a blessing to others. And I remember distinctly being in Bible college when I heard a preacher who said, you know, that just praying that your needs would be met was a selfish prayer. And I remembered it because I had actually prayed that prayer. It was like he had a tape recorder on the prayer conversation that was going on in my life. And it's like, wow, that's really interesting. I was just praying that. And he challenged us to believe that God would cause us to abound with blessings. And so I know some people that knew what it was like to live under the devil's curse. And then they got saved. And they began to walk in obedience. And the more that they walked in obedience, the more blessed they became. And there were people who at one point in time were in similar circumstances to where they were, but all of a sudden they began to see this household being blessed because God was blessing them. And it was something that other people kind of begrudged them for. And then all of a sudden God did a work in their life, and they said, you know what? I don't have to apologize for being blessed. Now, the Bible says that there is one who sows sparingly and he never has enough, and then there's another person who is constantly giving and he never suffers lack. So I want you to see there is a correlation there between blessing that is not just about what is in it for me. The blessing comes because God has deemed us faithful because we do the work that we're supposed to do. We're faithful to our God. We're faithful to His covenant. We're faithful to His word. We're faithful to our spouses. We're faithful in our finances. We're faithful, 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 faithful. And so when blessing comes, we'll talk about this a little bit more in later broadcasts, but when blessings comes, it comes because God has deemed you faithful at one level so that you can be trusted with faithfulness at the next level. There are some people that say, well, I'm not going to be faithful now because I don't have enough to do what God tells me to in His word. And so I can't be faithful now, but boy, just as soon as this happens, then I'm going to start being faithful. And I want you to know that's a pipe dream that the enemy sells. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have to begin being faithful where you are at, and then God causes you to abound in blessings. And by the way, in the New Testament, there's a section that the Greek word for abound is to superabound. Not just to abound, but to abound exponentially. And, you know, I know a lot of people who have health issues in abundance, and some have health issues in superabundance. But God promises to the faithful that there are going to be blessings that abound. It says, but he who hastens to get rich will not go unpunished. So I want to take you to the book of Daniel today for the latter part of the broadcast today. Daniel is a little bit more towards the New Testament. It's right after the book of Ezekiel. You've got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. And if you will turn to the 6th chapter of Daniel, Daniel is an amazing, amazing guy. He's like Joseph part 2. Joseph was carried off into captivity when he was just a young man, and Daniel was as well. But neither one of them let their bitterness, the bitterness of their circumstances, derail them from their relationship with God. And Daniel, he was very humble, but he served everywhere he went. And everywhere he went, God exalted him. So let me take you to Daniel chapter 6. This is after Daniel has served Nebuchadnezzar and after he served Belshazzar and seen the kingdom taken from his hands. In Daniel chapter 5, it says that the Spirit of God was in Daniel and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom were found in him. In chapter 5, verse number 12, it says, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel. So we're not talking about somebody who's just barely surviving in a hostile environment. Daniel was thriving and being a blessing where he was at. So let me take you to Daniel chapter 6. So the first 5 chapters are under the Babylonian kingdom, the people who had actually come and overthrown Jerusalem and the nation of Judah and carried the young men off into Babylon. And Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had all served the Babylonian kingdom. And then in chapter 5, the Medes and the Persians come in and they conquer Babylon. And Daniel gets selected to serve Darius and the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. So that sets you up a little bit for where we are. Verse number 1, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. And over these 3 governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the governors, the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter." Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled, found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God, and they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. "Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "This thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." So they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day." And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. And the end result is Daniel ended up getting thrown into a den of lions and was miraculously spared. And then the conspirators against him were cast into the den of lions, and they never made it to the bottom of the pit. Because the lions dispatched of them, let's put it that way. A couple of things I want to say about this, and that is this. These government officials outside of Daniel were not looking out for the king's best interest. So when they were looking out for their own promotion and their own self-interest. And so you might think it was harsh what Darius ended up doing, but a king in those days especially would not tolerate people who were trying to undermine his rule. And so I pray that you will be faithful to whatever company that you work for, to whatever boss you're working for, so that you have as cherished a relationship with your boss as Darius did with Daniel. Daniel was recognized by Darius as an asset to the kingdom. I will tell you this, that any time a society sets out to remove the Christian influence of faithful people, that society is living on very, very thin ice. I'm going to say that again. Anytime a society sets out to limit or remove the influence of faithful, godly, Christian people, that society is living on very thin ice. And so this man, Daniel, it said that they were given the responsibility as satraps and administrators that the king would suffer no loss. Okay? So you and I, we are charged with being faithful stewards of that which belongs to another person. Everything that I have that bears my name, and some people would say, "This is yours, you own it." I have a different tact on that, and that is this, that I'm a steward of it, but it belongs to God. And so every vehicle that I have has always been a tool that was available for God to use. My house has been a tool for God to use. The clothes that we have, if we are in a position and someone has a need, then we bless people. We're like a networking agency. If we come into a circumstance, somebody asked me if I knew anybody who needed a set of dishes, and I was going to say no, and then I remembered, you know what? I know someone who may in fact need a set of dishes. And so we were able to network them and put that together, because we're a steward. Whether it's resources, whether it's information, whether it's with the gospel, we need to be a faithful steward. What these people who were charged with making sure that the king did not suffer loss, they recognized that Daniel was on the verge of being promoted above everybody because he had such a mark of distinction. Can you imagine a person who was deemed faithful in a defeated regime that was also deemed faithful by the incoming government? That's what Daniel was. Daniel was faithful to God, and he was going to be faithful to serve whoever he was assigned to serve. And he looked out for their best interest. And the king said, man, I don't have anybody in my kingdom that is better at their job than what this person is. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Be faithful to do the ministry. Be faithful to do your job. Be faithful with your finances to the glory of God. Be faithful with your body to the glory of God. These people come in and they said, we're not going to be able to find any fault with him. Boy, I wish I had that testimony. I wish you could look at me and say, man, I can't find anything wrong with him. But Daniel had a spirit of excellence that I aspire to, but I haven't achieved yet. I do my best to constantly improve my speaking here on the radio program. And then I listen to myself and I say, you know what? I still have a way to go before I achieve that spirit of excellence. And I will not even go on to say some of the things that people have offered up as input. But by the way, thank you to those of you who have sent in congratulatory cards and phone messages and things like that. On our 25 years at Merit Assembly of God, we are very appreciative of the privilege that we have been granted and the faithfulness of God to sustain us literally through some challenging circumstances, financially challenging circumstances when it comes to the number of ministry personnel. You know, specifically one year where 40% of our congregation moved away in one year and they were all in leadership. That was a very trying season, but God has been faithful and we want to be faithful. They recognized they were not going to find anything. They weren't going to find any financial improprieties. They weren't going to find any moral improprieties. They were going to find Daniel faithful. And I will say this, one of the other things, Daniel was not just faithful in all of the areas that people could see, but he was faithful to pray. And that his faithfulness is what set him up to be entrapped by some egomaniacs. I pray that you and I are known throughout your neighborhood, known throughout your family, known throughout your coworkers, that whatever company, that you are known for your faithfulness. And I will tell you this, that if you are faithful, God is going to cause you to abound in blessings, and it is going to be an abundance, a harvest of blessings that is going to benefit you. It's going to benefit your family. It will benefit your company. It will benefit those around you. It's going to be something where people say, you know what? I need them on my team. I need them on my team. When I was in retail management, I was normally brought into situations that weren't doing very well. They needed something good to happen. And so one of my prayers that I always prayed was, God, I pray that you will cause this store to abound so that the company sees the faithful provision of God. God, I don't just want you to take care of me. I want you to take care of this company so that you are glorified, because I made sure that everybody knew that I was a Christian. Everybody that worked for me, and I had a supervisor one time, and I said, is everything okay between us? And he said, yeah, why? And I said, well, whenever you come to my store, you kind of walk around for about 30 seconds and then you take your jacket off, and then the rest of the day you spend on the phone with other stores, and then you grab your jacket and you're gone. And he said, oh, well, you need to understand, I come to your store because I know I'm not going to find any problems here, that you're going to have everything taken care of. And so when I'm here, it's not because I like those other stores better than you. I'm having to put out fires in those other stores. And so I want to encourage you today to be faithful, not just with your spiritual life, not just in your home life, but be faithful in the public view as well, so that everybody says, you know what? We can't find anything that's going to be able to derail him unless it has to do with his God. Be faithful in prayer as well. Don't ever cut off communication with your commander in chief. One quick and most certain way to find yourself in a pickle, and that's Oklahoma for in a bad situation, one surefire way to find yourself in a bad circumstance is if you quit talking to the commander in chief and you stop listening for your marching orders. So I encourage you, be faithful in prayer. Be faithful in prayer. I'll close out. I'm getting ready to teach church history again. One of my favorite quotes is by Mary, Queen of Scots. And she said this: I fear the prayers of John Knox more than I fear all the assembled armies of Europe. He was a man who knew how to pray. Let's be faithful in prayer. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.